In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The fourth Sunday of the second month, Baba. This is the last of the series that the Church presented to us during the month of Baba about the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ on everything. Just a quick reminder that on the first week we saw our Lord Jesus Christ healing the paralytic man, giving a proof that he is the healer of the bodies and the forgiver of the sins, because he forgave his sins first and then he healed him, ordering him to leave his bed and carry it and go to home. On the second, we saw our Lord Jesus Christ's authority on the nature, resembling the fish, when the disciples weird all night without getting any fish. And on the order, on the request of our Lord Jesus Christ, they put the net lounging in the depth, getting a great multitude, a great number of fish. And it was not just a miracle of fishing, but it was a true invitation to the disciples to rely on him and depend on him, so long they will be a fisher, not a fisherman, but a hunter of men, or fisher of the people. They will be good servants and disciples to our Lord Jesus Christ. Last week we saw our Lord Jesus Christ healing a man who was mad, blind, and mute, and gave him true life after that, giving us example about the authority of Satan on us, that he attacks our senses, trying to prevent every one of us from being in good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, opening his mouth, looking and watching the wonders of God, reading the Bible, the spiritual books, praying, praising. And also he takes his mind so as not to think of his future eternal life in heaven. Today is the fourth, as I said, is the fourth subject about the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ on everything. And the last thing, that Satan can have over the people is death. And this is the biggest enemy against us. That's why the Bible says the last enemy against man is now stopped by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some points here today quickly about this great miracle. Before we start, we have to know that our Lord Jesus Christ did not come to arise the bodies from the dead, but mainly to arise us from the death of sin. Not to arise our bodies, but in the first place to arise our spirits and souls, because the bodies will be one day buried in the earth, but our spirits will go, God willing, for all of us to the paradise of joy. So he has come not to arise the people from death of body, but to arise all the mankind from the death of sin. Number one, although the church concentrates on the arising of the spirit and soul, so the church does not ignore the importance of our dogma about the resurrection of bodies one day. And this is the first point. The Lord wanted to prove to us against the heresy that says that we will die, when we die, will not arise again. And up till now, there are like Jehovah Witnesses, for example, who consider themselves Christian, but they are not. They believe that the bodies will die and that's it. Like any other creation, birds, animals, only the good people may live eternally with God. But here our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to give us a clarification, bringing a light on the fact that we will never die. We will never die. We just change. We depart for a certain time, this world. But no one of us dies, simply because our creation differs from any other creation. I mean the mankind, Adam and Eve, and all the mankind. We were created souls, bodies, and spirits when the Lord breathed into the face of Adam to giving him living spirit forever. That's why the Lord performed many miracles, and only the gospel mentioned three of them. And this is the second point. Three miracles our Lord Jesus Christ performed of arising the dead people. The first one, the miracle of the daughter of Jairus. The second one is the son of the widow of today. And the third is Lazarus. And actually, these three miracles explain to us the steps of the sins that we commit. For the daughter of Jairus, he arose her in her house, in her bed. This resembles the sin when it is in your mind, buried in your mind. No one sees it, only you feel it. The sin which the church prays for when we say, forgive us our sins, those we have committed by word, by thought, or by acts. By thought is resembled by the first miracle, the arising of the daughter of Jairus. So, very important to take care of your thoughts. Don't let your mind dream out in bad stuff. Any idea can come to your mind. There is no harm in that. But the dangerous is when you deal with this thought. If any idea comes to your mind, for example, idea of hatred against anyone who did something against you one day, falsely, or even who insulted you. And then you start to remember this in your mind. And then when you deal with that, it will lead you to hatred feeling against him and takes your inner peace from you and true love to everyone. And what we say about that, anger, we say about the impurity, for example, any bad thought comes to your mind which is impure, when you deal with it, it will be dangerous on you and let you fall in different sins of impurity. The second step was the miracle of today. When the sin becomes appear to the people. So this man, this young man, was carried in the coffin, wooden coffin, and the great with the taman, of course, his mother, the widow, and the great people, great or large crowd, were taking him to burial. This resembles the sin which is known to the people. Large crowd. And this is also carries what we call the offensive action. When I do something bad, and the media of the neighbors, my family, my friends see my bad actions, this is an offensive to them. And of course, for me, it's bad. The third, which is more dangerous, when the sin becomes a habit in your life, not just you swear or just you make something knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally or unintentionally, but when the sin becomes a habit in your life, this is Lazarus. Lazarus was buried in the tomb 4 days. It means that the sin has become a habit in my life. I cannot easily get rid of it. This is the most dangerous kind of sins. But the first, the second, and the third, for God is not impossible. He arises all of these. He can forgive your sins by thought, by action, or even by bad habit when you live such a life like that. Another point, I want to put myself back to the view, the scene. In the beginning, he said, our Lord Jesus Christ went to a city called Nain. Many of his disciples went with him and a large crowd. So look to this procession. This procession is coming from this side. Our Lord Jesus Christ, many of his disciples, and a large crowd. From the other side, the dead man in the coffin, his mother, the widow, and a large crowd. And the gospel repeats the same word. There was from this side, large crowd. And from the other side, large crowd. But big difference between both of them. The first large crowd was following the life. Because our Lord Jesus Christ said about himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So from this side, coming a large crowd following the life, Jesus Christ, giver of life. And from the other side comes a large crowd, but after a dead man. Ask yourself, which large crowds are you among? Among which one? Among those who follow the life giver, our Lord Jesus Christ, or following a man, dead man, going with him, after him, to bury him in the ground. The first one is those who are watching for the life, seeking for the life, following the true life, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the second, simply, who are not only weeping with the dead man, with the widow on her dead man, dead son, but following them, both of them, the widow and her son, to bury her son in the ground. تكمل علي. Ask yourself, please, these two processions who were face to face, Jesus Christ here and the dead man here. But thanks to God, the Lord has come not to perform miracles at the show to be marveled from the people, but out of compassion, he is the giver of life, but he is compassionate. When he saw the widow weeping on her only dead son, he said, "Do not weep." And then he touched the coffin. And this is the new point. He touched the coffin. He did not touch the man himself, although he could do that because most of the coffins at the time were uncovered. Yeah. Now we cover the coffins, but in the past, some sects, Bardo, in Egypt also, they don't cover the coffin. Not for the Christian, not for us, I mean the others. So he could have touched the body of the man, but he did not do that. He just touched the wooden coffin. One of the forefathers meditated on that. He said, he touched the wooden coffin because this coffin, which was made of wood, the Lord will be crucified on this wood to give life to the man inside. To be crucified, to take his death to himself, and to give this dead man alive. And this is what happened. He touched the coffin. As soon as he touched the coffin, the young man arose from the dead. And then, of course, as you know, when he did that, the large crowd here and the large crowd here stood. And then he called the young man and he said to him, "Arise." The resurrection happened. Not when our Lord Jesus Christ asked the young man to arise, but when he touched the coffin. The last question to you today. Does the Lord touch your heart? Does the Lord touch your life? That is the Lord, is the one that you feel in your spirit, soul, and body all the time of the day. This is the meaning of touching. There are many things you said, I was touched when this happened. But I say to myself, I am touched with the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday there was a miracle mentioned in Matthew 14, and it was the Vespers Gospel, when the Lord saved Saint Peter. He was walking on the water, and Saint Peter asked him to let him walk on the water, and then he was drowning when he doubted. When he found the waves around him, then he cried out, "Save me, my master." And then the Lord held with his hand the hand of Peter and saved him from drowning in the water. Do you feel that the Lord does that for you every day? How many times does the Lord save you from many tribulations, from many temptations, from many sins, from many bad thoughts, from many bad words, from many bad actions or habits? This is the meaning of touching the Lord to my life, to myself. Please take this dead man as an example to yourself and say, everyone who commits the sin is the slave, and the wage of the sin is death. The wage of this sin is death, but the gift of righteousness is eternal life. The gift of righteousness is given by our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to arise from our death. We need to repent. We need to change our way. We need to come back to his bosom. We need to return to the right track and to feel that he is in my life. He touches the coffin. He does not let me die forever. Even if I fall in sin and being close to death, he does not permit me, he does not let me, out of his compassion, out of his great love, he is ready to forgive my sins. So come to him, do not delay, do not hesitate, and do not postpone your repentance whatsoever. The Lord who arose this dead man from the dead is able to arise every one of us from the death of sin and to give us really an eternal life with him on earth and delighting with him in the heavenly Jerusalem forever. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
In the wisdom of God, let us attend. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, chin omith me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, for all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of God. He is coming in his glory, judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead.
Which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with heavenly peace, by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, on balance and the remembrance of evil intending death, and make us also worthy of our master to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards these, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of
us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right. Meet and right, true indeed. It's meet and right. Oh, you who are master and Lord God of truth, being before ages and reigning forever, who dwells on the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things, seen and unseen, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are near, and whom stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
And placed us in the paradise of joy when we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent. We fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with your holy prophets, and in the last days you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us. Whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. Third day, he ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course.